Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we are talking about career, but kind of about jewelry. We're going to talk about some jewelry. My guest has over 25 years experience in the customer service and sales industry, both with her own business and her current direct sales business. She is a leader in her community for a women's organization called Big. Hello, I'm a leader too, so we know each other. She is currently on the board for the New England Celiac Organization, which she is personally very passionate about. And she is an avid supporter of helping women with other local charities as well. Amy Reese Levitt, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. You're doing so great. It's so great to have friends here in the studio with me. We've known each other for how long?
It's been at least 4 years.
Yeah,
at least.
I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now you're originally from New York. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what brought you to the Boston area?
I went to Simmons College, and I decided I loved the city. I wanted to stay, and I did not want to go back to New York. Sorry,
nice.
Mom and Dad.
Oh, that's okay. Now, why did you look for Simmons College outside of the New York area? You kind of wanted to expand your branches a little bit? And
I did, because when being in New York, Boston is the college town. And so we took, you know, we took a road trip and saw all these schools here, and I wanted a small school. I didn't think that I wanted an all-women's school, but it was small enough and it had a campus. When you were there, it felt like it, but it was also a city. So
yeah.
I really enjoyed the 4 years that I was there.
You
yes,
could walk to
absolutely.
Lots of,
it was near the hospitals, and I was able to use my Spanish in one of the hospitals there when I was doing some translating. So it's a great city to be in.
Nice. Now, have you always known Spanish? Because I'm learning this about you right now. I did not know about that.
Well, I started in seventh grade when, you know, all the other kids did in school. And for some reason, it clicked. And languages are something that's important to me. And I went on through high school and college. And I lived in Spain and lived with a family.
Really?
Yeah. I lived with a family who didn't speak any English. So, of course, I had to learn Spanish.
Oh, my God. How long did you do that?
Only 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
But wow.
it just clicks with me. I'm a chameleon when it comes to languages. So
wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's really amazing. Now, getting back to your leadership positions, you had a role as assistant director in BNI.
Yes.
And that was back in 2001. Is that right?
Yeah, 2001. Back there. Yep.
Okay. And now you're a leader in Big, mm-hmm. which I am as well.
Yes.
So why did you decide? Well, when did you find out about Big? How did you find out about Big?
A friend of mine said that there were a couple of women that were getting together in a living room to talk about some women's group. Did I want to go? And I said, absolutely. And so I went to the kickoff that we had, and then I went up to the woman who was running it and said, listen, if you ever need anybody in leadership, I would love to take it on.
That's
and
awesome.
At that point, they didn't need it, and 2 days later, they said, my co-leader decided that she didn't want to do it. Would you be a co-leader? And so it went from being a co-leader, and then we branched off, as you know. We
yeah.
started growing our pods, as we call them, and I brought it to Massachusetts.
And the meeting that you went to was in the Wellesley area.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And now you hold a meeting in Needham.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And so when did that happen? Was that like 5 years?
Yeah,
four
just
years
about
ago?
4.5 years ago in September.
Okay.
We started it in Needham.
Okay, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
And you're growing strong.
Yes, we
yeah,
are.
You
yes.
have a great pod.
Yes,
I come to
do.
Your meetings all the time.
Yes, you do. You're a great pod hopper, Nicole.
Yes, and I won't be at your next meeting because I have to tape at the radio station, but that's okay. I come
okay.
to a lot of your meetings. Now, why are you so drawn to all of these leadership roles?
I have no idea.
You're just a leader.
I do not know. When I look back at the things that I've done, I say, wow, I'm a leader for this, this, this. When I
yeah.
look at my signature file on my email, I'm also a crew leader for the Pan Mass Challenge.
And what is that?
The Pan Mass Challenge is the largest sports organization. We raise money for Dana-Farber for the Jimmy Fund.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then you're on the board for the celiac organization, mm-hmm. New England.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you have a lot of leadership roles.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I absolutely
now,
do.
Now, what is, you had a business years ago.
Yes.
Amy Doodles.
Yes, it's all one word. Amy Doodles.
Okay. And what is Amy Doodles? Or what was it?
Well, it started I had my kids were little. They were 1 and 3. And there was clutter all over the house, and I found one of those plastic boxes, and I put my son's Legos in them, and I doodled his name, Jonathan's Legos. And, you know, my daughter Rachel had some things that I put on her box, and I doodled them, and that's just what happened. And I brought this stuff to the playground, and I was doodling away, and people would say, oh, I'm having my son's birthday party. Could you make me some gifts to give to the kids?
Oh.
And it started off in the playground.
Oh, so what is the doodling? It's just write your the way you
the
wrote
letter,
it?
Yes, the letters. You know, you really make the letters look really fancy. And you might have seen piggy banks that had babies' names on them and step stools and the wooden pieces with their names on it. Yes, so I had it out of my house for 7 years. My kids learned how to help me. They put stamps on my postcards. And yeah, they were really little. They were little entrepreneurs at you know, 3 years old.
Whatever ages they were.
Yeah.
Now, so you stopped the business.
Well, it got to a point where I had it for 7 years. I needed to either take it to the next level or do something else with it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready. I really wanted to be home with my kids.
Yeah.
And I wasn't ready to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
So I gave my customer base to two other businesses. And
really?
That's how, yes. And
wow.
So that's what I did.
So you weren't ready for a storefront. You
no,
weren't ready.
I didn't want a storefront. I loved having people coming to my house to give them the attention that they needed, because I've always been into customer service.
Yeah.
And people would come for an hour, and they would just shop around, and they would look and pick out what they wanted. And I was just so happy to help them, you know, to serve them with something that really means a lot to them.
Yeah, that they really found value in.
And my name still, to many people, it's Amy Doodles or Doodles. That is my nickname. People know me.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Now, you've been with Silpata since 2007. Okay, so Silpata, how do you say the business name?
Silpata Designs.
Silpata Designs.
Mm-hmm.
And what were your first thoughts about joining Silpata? Was this right exactly at the same time that you let Amy Doodles kind of go and handed that over?
Or no, I had left Amy Doodles a couple years before that, and I went back to work full time. You know, just for a little while, my kids were a little bit older.
Yeah.
And then somebody invited me to a jewelry party, and I had no idea what that meant. I really didn't know anything about it. I had heard of, you know, Tupperware parties and other things, but never.
I used to sell Tupperware.
Oh, you did?
I was 18. I just did it for a short time. Go ahead.
So I'd never heard of what a jewelry party was. And I got some information and got a call from somebody and said, hey, come on, I will send you some information about Silpata Designs. I said, oh, no, I'm a visual person. I really need to see it. So I hiked all the way out to Harvard, Massachusetts. And my friend had the jewelry set all on her table. And I said, okay, I want to do this. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I just loved the sterling silver.
Yeah, and just loved the product,
yes,
the jewelry.
Absolutely.
It's handcrafted.
Yes, it's handcrafted. Yeah. It's nickel-free. Yes.
And this necklace you're wearing is gorgeous, and mine doesn't look that good. So I need one of those cloths to clean. I have the same necklace.
Oh, this one, yes, the long one. Yes, my throw-and-go necklace.
Yeah, and mine doesn't look that good.
Oh, got to get it sparkly, Nicole.
You are all sparkly all the time.
I
know. Now, so over the past 8 years, you've had an amazing journey.
Yes.
Because you are at a high level at this point, right?
I'm what we call a star leader. I have a team. I'm building my team. And what's important is that it's just helping women. It's empowering women to do something for themselves. And I have a range of women that are interested in the business in all different ways. Some just dabble in it. Some it's a hobby. Some want to make something of it for themselves. And some people want to do it just because they love this jewelry.
And it's okay for all of those different people
fine.
To have all of those different levels of interest and levels of drive.
Yes.
Right?
Because when I started, I just wanted the jewelry. I had no idea that I could have fun with women in somebody's house, drinking their wine, eating their snacks. I'm making money. I'm making women happy.
Yes. Yeah. And really, it's bringing everyone together, too.
Yes.
We forget that whole aspect. I know, you know, women are purchasing for themselves or for gifts, but really, it's bringing all the women together.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about.
I've learned about great books, great recipes, you know, different things in town, and I've branched out, so I'm all over Massachusetts and Rhode Island I go into, so it's fun. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, we're going to have to take a quick break, but I think I have time for one more question. So really, how has Silpata helped you fulfill your dreams of having your own business?
It's wonderful because it's my own business, but I'm not in it by myself.
Yeah.
When I had Amy Doodles, it was myself.
You were alone.
Yes, I was alone. And so Silpata, I have a team of 35,000 friends across the country.
35,000 friends.
Yes, I do.
And they are.
Yes, they are.
Because you are a team.
Yes, they are. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And they come together when you need it. And I threw a fundraiser for the celiac community, and it was nationwide, and I had help from my Silpata sisters across the country.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. And yes. it's this sisterhood.
Yes.
You know, it's the sisterhood of the Silpata team. It's the sisterhood of big.
Yes.
That we belong to.
Yes.
It's the sisterhood of powerful women.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
so
awesome.
It really is. They come together and they support. You might not even know somebody, but you could reach out to them on an email.
Absolutely.
And they'll respond and
Absolutely.
Help you out if you're looking for a specific piece that's discontinued or
Absolutely.
What have you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's
okay.
fun.
All right. Well, we are going to have to go to a quick break. We'll be right back with Amy Levitt. And you can find her real briefly on Facebook.com/Sterling Amy. So if you're on Facebook, just search the Sterling Amy and you'll find her. And we'll also put her email, not your email, your website in the podcast later on. So you are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Love jewelry for free? Do you have a passion for helping others and appreciate earning an income at the same time? I'm Amy Reese Levitt, independent representative for Silpata Designs Sterling Silver Jewelry. Our pieces are handcrafted, nickel-free, and our message is simple. Give women sterling silver jewelry that they love, get it for free, or provide a platform to build the business of their dreams. Whether you're looking to find that special piece that makes your heart sing, or you want to earn it for free, contact me at facebook.com/sterlingamy.
I'm Nicole Perry, and I have a virtual assistant, TinaOwen.net. Tina is more than a virtual assistant. She is more than a personal assistant. She is more than a bookkeeper. I like to call her my own business partner. Visit TinaOwen.net and let Tina help you and your business get organized so that you can focus on your passion. I am proud to recommend TinaOwen.net.
Are you worried about your aging parent? Well, you're not alone. Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are here to help and will help you make the most informed decisions for your family. Contact Two Sisters today and learn why so many families appreciate this free service. Two Sisters helps you find the best senior living options for you. And it's free because Two Sisters Senior Living Advisors are compensated by the care providers throughout the area. Contact Two Sisters online today. That's the number 2, twosisters-sla.com.
And welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Amy Levitt. She is with Silpata Designs. Silpata Designs Jewelry or just Silpata
Designs.
Designs? I know. Why am I not having an easy time wrapping my brain around that?
I don't know.
I think
Silpata
it's because
Designs.
I call it Silpata. I leave everything else out.
That's okay.
And I have a lot of Silpata.
Yes, you do.
And I'm wearing my queen for a day
yes,
ring.
Yes, you are a queen,
oh,
Nicole.
Oh, my daughter said, I said, which one? Should I get this one or this one? She's like, queen for a day, Mom. Queen for a day. I'm like, okay. All right. So let's talk about, go back to the beginning of your Silpata journey, because you've been with them almost 8 years. And so the first year you sort of had fun with it. You thought, oh, this is, you know, a lot of fun. You're helping other women. You're having a good time doing it.
Well, I loved the jewelry, and I was playing with the jewelry. And the more that I was selling it, the more I was getting it for free. And hey, who doesn't want some jewelry?
I know. And I love the way you
Decked
say jewelry.
Out.
I have always loved the way you say jewelry.
Oh, maybe it's because of my New York accent.
I don't know. You say jewelry, and I always say jewelry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I noticed that when I came to Massachusetts, people would say jewelry.
Yeah.
I say jewelry.
Yeah. I love the way you're so cute. So now two, three years into being a representative for Zapata, mm-hmm. you discovered you had...
Well, I found out that I had celiac disease, but it mm-hmm. took a long time to get diagnosed. And so I was feeling really awful for, about 2 years.
And physically or mentally?
Yes.
Or both?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, both.
You're so funny. And so you were, it's not funny that you were feeling awful.
Yes.
But so what did the Zapata being a representative, it sort of helped you get through that?
Well, because I look forward to being with women and being happy. I totally forgot that I was feeling so sick. And I can specifically remember being at a party at somebody's house, and I needed Benadryl. I think I was having a horrible reaction to something that, whatever.
You ate or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't been diagnosed, but I went through to this party, and I got out of bed, and I just had a great time. And as soon as I left, I ran to get my medication, but I was able to have fun. And it was just it was really, really relaxed. I was able to take my mind off of it. So
yeah.
Jewelry does wonderful things.
And have something to look forward to.
Yes.
Rather than sitting in your own, wallowing in your own self-pity.
Yes.
About this newfound.
Yes. Or not feeling well. Yeah. Because I didn't know what was wrong at that time.
Mm.
So it was fun.
And now you're sort of, I don't know if this is recent or not, but you're really incorporating a lot of fundraising in the parties that you're doing, or just fundraising in general.
Fundraising in general. Zapata, we say it's more than just jewelry, and it really is. I use my jewelry as a vehicle for other opportunities. I've been able to give money to somebody who wants to take a course and didn't have enough money to fund it. I've done it. I've given money for domestic violence. So a woman was able to go and purchase a laptop as she got back on her feet.
Yeah.
I've given money to the American Heart Association. So I mm-hmm. go into people's homes and do home shows and girlfriends' nights out. And whether they want the free jewelry or they want the monies, I can give them the money for a special charity. Yes.
Yeah, to put mm-hmm. towards their
their special charity or something for me as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's really great.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
And I think that's, it's just an amazing thing that you can decide how you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're open. And you're open-minded to whatever these gals want to do.
Yes. I like to say, I really aim to do at least one fundraiser every month. So that I'm giving back.
At least one. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, I saw on your one of your websites, I think your Facebook page, something about, if you want to have it in a restaurant.
Oh, yes.
I've never heard of such a thing.
It's so much fun.
Really?
Yes. Because people gather. People like to come in.
And we all have to eat.
Restaurants love, yes.
Right?
Restaurants love us Zapata women if we go into restaurants, because we go in on a night that's not as busy.
So we're
attracting more customers for them, and it's just fun.
Yeah. Now, beauty, they say beauty comes from within.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like when we look good on the outside and we, really take care of mm-hmm. ourselves and we put on the nice jewelry and stuff, we do feel better on the inside,
yes,
right?
Yes, we do. It's like we're decorating ourselves in confidence. Really?
I actually sleep with my jewelry. I don't sleep with all of it, but I don't take my wedding rings off, frankly, because I can't get them off. They're too tight. I'll probably have to have them sawed off someday. But I sleep with my earrings, like a couple of bracelets. I don't sleep with a big clunky watch or big, huge dangling necklaces. But mm-hmm. I do sleep with some of my jewelry. And it's funny because if I forget to put my jewelry on.
Yes, you feel completely naked, right?
But I'll show up to a big meeting and I'll say, oh, I forgot my jewelry. But here I am full of jewelry that I slept in. I'm just saying I forgot to put on my extra jewelry.
Yes, your extra.
Now, how confident do you feel when you look your best and you have on, the latest and greatest and different pieces?
Well, I look at myself and say, oh my goodness, look at all this jewelry. But I've gotten used to it. When I first started, I would wear just a couple of pieces. And now a couple of pieces doesn't even get me to my happy state.
Happy state. How long does it take you to put your jewelry on, Amy?
I have to budget that into my time.
A little bit of time.
Yes.
I have drawers now.
Mm-hmm.
So my dresser is actually the top three drawers. It's all jewelry. And when I put on my outfit, I go over and I pick out. And it's so fun.
Well, what happens to me when I go shopping? I pick clothes based on my jewelry.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. If I know there's a new catalog coming out and I see that there's something that has this spectacular
mixed
with the sterling, absolutely, I will buy that top.
Oh, my God. Now, what do you love the most when you see women getting together, at the Silpata parties and they're all lining up and looking at stuff?
It's just fun to watch the reactions. It's just fun to say there's somebody sitting down and not really interacting, I'll go over to them and say, can I put this on you? And I will put a necklace on. And all of a sudden, the smile on their face, like, I never thought I could wear jewelry, or I would never try that piece on, and that looks awesome.
Yeah.
So there's just so much happiness, and so they're smiling, and people feel really good about themselves and say, wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I could wear this jewelry.
And, they do have a variety. Mm-hmm. So they have delicate things.
Absolutely.
And more bold pieces.
Absolutely.
And it's all sterling.
It's nickel-free, and it's handcrafted.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are going to go to another break. I just want to mention, I have mentioned this before, we're expanding the Powerful Women Revealed show to community television. So Amy will be on one of my PAC TV shows. They've already started airing, and they air basically on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., but then there's repeated times. So locally here in Plymouth, Kingston, Duxbury, and Pembroke, and we will get into a rhythm, and we'll start sharing with surrounding community TV stations as well, such as Marshfield. In the meantime, you can check out PowerfulWomenRevealed.com for more information. I hope you'll stay with us. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Power right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrienne Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Hi, I'm Momak Charapu, Money Mastery Coach for Women in Business. I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charapucoaching.com today. That's CHAREPOO coaching.com.
Enhancing communication, connection, and confidence are a very small part of how I help my clients love the family they have. Hi, I'm Beth with Parent Solutions. I help you discover what is working in your family. Find out what your strengths really are as a parent and how to deepen the loving connection you have with your child. I encourage you to sign up for a complimentary parenting confidence breakthrough, where you can discover your 3-step action plan. Let's create that sense of clarity today. Contact me at parent-solutions.com.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on The Dr. Roz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
And welcome back to Power. My guest is Amy Levitt, and she is with Silpata Designs. I finally got it right.
Thank you, Nicole.
Halfway through the show. So let's talk about direct sales. It really is women earning a living.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It is. It's absolutely. It's a good thing. People
yeah.
come onto it thinking, oh, no, it's another one of those
pyramid scheme things.
Right.
It's not.
And direct sales is not a pyramid scheme. Pyramid schemes are illegal.
Yeah.
This is women finding or men finding a product that they really can wrap themselves around and appreciate
and
want to share, believe in it and
yep.
want to share it. I
yep.
feel that I'm offering people opportunities. I'm offering people something fabulous to make them feel fabulous, even mm-hmm. more fabulous than they are.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's offering a service that's passionate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quality product.
Mm-hmm.
It's women are selling it. So you can have a storefront and sell product. Why can't you have a direct sales business and sell a product and not have it be seen as not a positive thing?
Absolutely. I mean, women
are earning a living. What did you just say on the commercial break? You just bought
I just bought four new snow tires for my daughter.
Yeah.
Yay. And I always say, thank you, Silpata. That's always what I do. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's you're earning a living and you're able to put food on the table and tires on the car and different things that you need to do. And you're doing it in a business that you love.
That's right. That's right. And when I first started, and it was really more of a hobby because I loved the jewelry, I was making a little bit of money. And what was happening was I was able to pay for my kids' extracurricular activities, you know, the hockey and the soccer and the pizza dance night, things like that. Absolutely.
Well, now you're gluten-free,
yes.
But you can still do.
There is good gluten-free pizza. There is.
Yes, exactly. Now, why do you think Silpata stands out among the rest of the other direct sales businesses or even jewelry businesses?
Well, what I love about Silpata is that it is a family-owned business. And
it is.
Yes, it is a family-owned business. It was started by two moms 17 years ago. Their daughters were in first grade, and they started something together, and they were putting outfits together with people and jewelry from their closets, and one thing led to the other, and Silpata Designs was discovered, and now their two daughters are the co-founders, and yes.
So the daughters of the mothers that started the business.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. So it's fabulous. So we know they call us their girls. When I first started and I heard the word girls and they would refer to me as a girl, I really was kind of off-put about it. I didn't like it at all, and I would say it's ladies. But it's a different kind of a feeling when you are in the sisterhood, and we are their little girl, not little girls, but we are their girl. We're theirs.
Yeah,
You know, we're girlfriends. All of us are girlfriends. And
well, you're their sales staff. You're their staff.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't have Silpata Designs if they didn't have representatives doing their businesses in any shape or form.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's great. Yeah. I think anything term that's said and meant in a loving way, there's nothing bad about it.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
now,
not.
Now, they are very supportive. What kind of support do you get from Silpata as a team leader? Are you a team leader?
Yeah, I'm a leader. I have a team that some women choose to have me do some catch-up calls with them every week or touch base with them. You know, the more consistent you can be, the better, you know, the better your business grows if that's what you want.
And you've got great customer service skills. So that really has helped aid you in building this business for yourself.
Yes, because I really want to help people. I do not ever want to feel like I'm pushing somebody onto something they don't want to do.
Yeah.
I love to find out what their goals are. I love to know if they just want to get the free jewelry, okay.
Yeah.
If they want, you know, just to be able to pay one little bill, or if they want to go on a trip and they want to save money for a trip.
Yeah.
Or they want to quit their day job and do something that they look forward to when Monday morning rolls around. I mean, how many people can you say, oh, I can't wait for Monday? I always see on Facebook, uh-oh. Or I see, thank God it's Friday, and I'm thinking, whoa.
Yeah.
I love waking up every morning because I get to say, who am I going to make smile today?
Oh, and you really do sell in a very subtle way. I have to say, you're not. Some people can be pushy, and it can be a turnoff.
Yes.
Some people can have that pushiness in a delightful way. Mm-hmm. So there's different strategies and different ways of people's personalities. I really like the way that you're very soft spoken.
I say that I'm not really a salesperson, and people say, "Oh, yes, you are, Amy." I said, "No, I'm really not.
I don't think
I just want to help somebody." And by helping, that's how it happens. I build relationships with all of my customers, the people on my team, people that I meet anywhere that I go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a great sparkly thing.
It's a sparkly thing. You do such a great job, though.
Thank you.
I just want to share that with you because I don't know if everybody says that to you or not. But the subtlety and your personality and everything is really refreshing, is what it is.
Thank you, Nicole. That's really nice.
Now, how has Silpata helped you propel your business? Is it the support that you get?
It's a combination of things. What happens when I first started 8 years ago, my self-esteem was not where it is today.
Mm.
And I was shy. even though you'd say, you can never be shy. I was. but I think it was more that my confidence has really, really, really been built.
Yeah.
And it's because of Silpata. It's because of the ability to get out there and be proud of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And smile about it and offer it and pass it on to other people. And I think that's how it comes out in, you know, in the other things that I do in my life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Confidence is huge.
Yes.
Because when you're confident and you love what you're doing, mm-hmm. and you believe in it.
Yes.
It's huge.
And the other piece is, it's okay if somebody says no to anything that we do in life.
Yeah.
And, you know, in my past, I used to wonder, why did they say no? Don't they like me? What's going on?
Oh,
and now,
what's wrong with this piece?
Right.
Why don't they want?
Yeah, they don't
they
like
said
this.
They were going to buy it, and now they've
now
changed their
totally
mind.
Okay. And I offer something. If you like it, that's fabulous. I can't wait to help you and support you. And if you don't, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
But you might know, and you might know somebody who does, and that's okay, too, if you don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your approach is really unique.
Thank
Not
you.
Not everybody has that same approach. Now, what advice would you give to the listener that might already have a business but wants to make a change in their career, and they're possibly thinking about direct sales?
Well, what's really wonderful about direct sales is that it's flexible. You make your own time. You work at it when you want to work at it. If you have little kids, you don't have to worry. You know, you just do it. You can fit it in,
mm-hmm.
and it's really a wonder. It's wonderful, and we don't do any kinds of formal presentations, so you don't have to be nervous about. And people are nervous, but that's okay because you start nervous and you end. You know, you end
like a pro.
Okay, you could say that.
Yeah, I think you
I wasn't going to say that.
You really do. And you know what? If you really do want to have and fine-tune your speaking abilities,
mm-hmm.
This is a great way to do it.
Absolutely.
Because it's intimate groups. It's 10 women, 15 women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a good stepping stone to become more confident,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, and you find out so many things about these fabulous women that it's just conversations.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we have one last segment. I hope you'll stay with us. We're with Amy Levitt, and you can find her at facebook.com/SterlingAmy. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. How about restyled, repurposed, and handcrafted? At Roadside Redemption, they carry furniture, home decor, jewelry, clothing, and gifts for you, your home, and your family. Roadside Redemption is located diagonally across from Benny's Plaza in Plymouth. Their inventory at Roadside Redemption changes every week, so come visit Roadside Redemption Tuesdays through Sundays at 168 Court Street in Plymouth, diagonally across from Benny's Plaza.
Women invest money to enhance and strengthen their physical appearance all the time. But what about inner strength? Investment in emotional growth and awareness is more important than ever. At Access Your Power Life Coaching, we determine where you are now, what you want to be different, and together we create strategies to move you towards that vision. If you're ready to create more harmony and empowered change in your life, visit me, Board Certified Coach Lori Mackinac, at choosetobepowerful.com. The website again is choosetobepowerful.com.
Physician Management Resources can help you achieve the goals you set in your medical office. PMR Consulting focuses on the administrative challenges within medical practice, so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of patients. The consulting team at PMR knows how hard it is to be a physician while running a practice. At Physician Management Resources, the focus is always on your future. Learn how you can rediscover the joy in taking care of your patients. Contact Physician Management Resources through their website, pmrconsulting.net, today.
Welcome back to Power. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Amy Reese Levitt. We forgot her maiden name. I forgot your maiden name in the middle there. I want to ask you how scared you were to actually build your team, but you're kind of a born leader. So it's not a surprise that you gravitated towards having a team.
Well, I took a couple of years into my Silpata business that it started to happen. And I wasn't doing it intentionally. And
you just were working hard.
I was just working hard, and it just started happening. And
you were sharing your love for it, and people what? They
yes,
started
they
to
said,
say,
I want to do what you're doing. I've gotten messages from Facebook that say, you look like you're having fun, so much fun every day. I want to do what you're doing.
Oh, so how did that feel?
It feels awesome because look at, I'm making somebody else happy by doing what I'm doing and sharing it with other people.
And like you said earlier, everyone's doing it at their own pace.
Yes.
So some people are just doing it as a hobby. Some people are earning money and some people are taking it even further.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it really is split up between those kind of.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And so what my goal as a leader is to find out what are your goals? What are you here for? How can I help support you? What do you want from me? Do you want anything from me? What do you want me to do if you fall behind? Do you want me to kick your butt, or do you want me to give you a gentle nudge, or do you want me to smile and say hello? You know, I'd like to know each person, how they like to do their own business.
I am learning from you right now. I am learning from you right now because I'm not always good at those kind of things. And the fact that you actually ask them, how do you want me to approach you? What is most comfortable for
Absolutely.
You? That is so important because now you're actually getting to, you're getting past the BS.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're getting past the yuck.
I don't want to do something if they don't want to do it, but I want to be there if they need the support. And if they need a support in a different way, I want to be able to do that for them.
Yeah. Now, how do you find your individuals that some of them you said come to you?
Some of them, when I'm doing my parties, when I'm doing events and I'm doing fundraisers, you know, where I've set up my jewelry on display at different venues, people come up to me and they're interested in the business opportunity.
Yeah.
Other people, I will all, you know, if we're playing with the jewelry, we call it playering. You know, we play and we layer. So we player.
Playering.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's cute.
So when we're playering with the jewelry, you know, I'm talking to people and finding out what their interests are. And, you know, I can sort of tell if they're interested. And I never prejudge because I never know what somebody is thinking.
That's right.
So I always like to offer it wherever I can.
Yeah.
And especially if they're playing with the jewelry.
Especially if they're playing with it. Because if they're playing with it, that you already know that they love it.
Yes.
So you can assume that.
Yes.
You can assume at least that they do love jewelry in itself, and they are loving the silpata.
Yes. But there are people that are on the sidelines that sort of wish they could, but they don't know how, and they could never do what I'm doing, and that's in their head. So I always like to engage people and find out.
Yeah.
Because you'd really be surprised.
What do you do for a living? Are you happy with where you're at? You know, have you ever thought about doing this?
Right. Well, people look at all my jewelry and say, I could never do that. I can't even afford that jewelry. And all that jewelry I have earned.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful thing. And I did not start out with all the jewelry I have in my collection when I first started. So.
And now you have a jewelry box here today.
Oh, I do. This is my retiring pieces.
Yeah, which we'll have to look through and do some playering.
Yes, absolutely.
Or these are all earrings.
No, there's a combination.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hopefully there'll be something in there that I'll like.
Maybe.
Now, what little nuggets of wisdom can you give or tips to the listener that is considering investing in a direct sale business? Is there a big investment?
It depends on the direct sales company. And, you know, when I talk to women that are interested, and there are some men too that are interested in Silpata as a business opportunity, I let them know we don't have, there's nothing hiding. There are going to be no surprises.
Yeah. It's straightforward.
It's straightforward.
You get all the information. You get the prices of how to start. You get, do you get a kit?
You get a kit, and our kit is $149
plus
tax and shipping. So that's, you know, and it comes with jewelry and it comes with supplies. And there, you know, we have a website that Silpata headquarters takes care of for us. They take our credit cards. We don't have to worry about the fees. And yes, so those are hidden things that people need to ask if they're looking into any kind of direct sales business. And also one of the biggest things is, do you have to sell anything in a month? Because there are some direct sales companies.
I'm so glad you brought that up.
Yes, there are some direct sales companies where you have to sell a minimum. Otherwise, you either drop down in your level, or you're booted out, or you're no longer considered a representative.
Yeah.
With Silpata, if you sell one thing, terrific. If you sell 400 things, fabulous. If you sell nothing, that's okay.
That's amazing.
And as long as I know that about my team and what they want to do, then that's okay.
Yeah, because if you already know that going up front,
absolutely,
then it doesn't, you know, it's fine. Mm-hmm. This is what you want to do, and you want to dabble in play, and that's fine. I love that they don't boot you down the list.
Yes, they do
that's
not.
That's such a positive thing.
They do not. But however, on the other side, if you are selling, they incent you with free jewelry. So every time you turn around, you're getting a $100 free jewelry certificate to add to your display.
And you can turn around and give certificates. You gave me a gift certificate online.
Oh, yes.
And I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Yes.
And I got to use it towards whatever I wanted.
Absolutely.
So the balance was my responsibility, and I was happily to do that because you gave me such a great gift certificate. And that was a really, it was so easy.
Very easy.
Yeah. I opened up the email. It was a link.
Yes.
And I just went to
the
website.
You went to my website and you picked it and that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they teach you everything.
We have a corporate staff of coaches and I have a coach from Silpata who I work with. And, you know, they offer teleclinics and free. Everything is free.
Mm-hmm.
And just for support, if you need a call and you need to pick me up from somebody, you can call the Silpata sales office and, you know, they're there.
Yeah.
You know, you call customer care.
Well, not 24 hours.
Well, no, not 24 hours.
No, but
during business hours absolutely.
They're there to help support.
Absolutely.
So there's a team that supports the representative.
Oh, if you ever go out to Lenexa, Kansas, that office is unbelievable.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, how often have you gone to the...
I go every July for the regular conference.
Okay.
I started in March of my business, and I went to my first conference that July, and I have not missed one, and I will never miss one.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I feel the same way about the big conferences, and now the Massachusetts Conference for Women.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm going to be there.
Once you're there, you don't want to go.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to miss it. It's like, you know, and you can put all of that towards your taxes, right?
Yes.
Because it's all business related.
Yes.
So there's many, many benefits about having your own business.
Absolutely. And in 2 weeks, I'm going to Hollywood. I keep saying, oh, I'm going to Hollywood.
Oh,
I earned the leadership
God.
Conference. So it's going to be in Hollywood, California. And I'm going to be there with other leaders and going to be able to learn new tips and ideas and come back and share them with my own team.
Great. So there's the support on the whole.
Yes.
But then there's also the support within your team.
Yes.
And then does your team interact with each other?
We do. We meet.
So they support each other too.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of whatever they're doing with you.
Yes. It's really fun. If you want to, you can. Yes. We have a little community all to ourselves.
Now, what do you believe? I only have one last question. Oh, we only have a minute left. What do you believe is a really great strength that someone needs to have to do this business?
They just smile. They like people. If you like people.
They just need to have fun.
Yeah. If you like people. Yes.
And if you could change the mindset of anybody about direct sales, what would you say? I know what I would say.
It's just fun.
And it's a viable business.
It's a viable business. Absolutely.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for being
thank
here
you,
today.
I appreciate it.
And
this
you'll
was
be,
fun.
You'll be able to see Amy on PAC TV if you're in the Plymouth area, because she'll be on there soon. And I just want to say I'm very proud to promote Amy and her business on the Powerful Women Revealed program. I want to thank you for listening again and recognizing all of these powerful women right along with me. Please check out PowerfulWomenRevealed.com for more information. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week. And remember, knowledge is power.